session. And I think it's another thing that's striking from our panelists this afternoon is concerns about the absence of dialogue about addressing risk and reducing risk. And it was certainly part of the objective, in fact it was the principal objective of our project, was to draw attention not just to the risks but to the potential that seems to us a rich potential for some dialogue on addressing a risk, because it's pretty clear from this morning's concerns that I think universally the international community has a stake in addressing the kind of risks we've heard of today. Now, other questions that you would wish to put to your panel? I can see Alan Weir. Alan, please.
Thank you very much, Alan Weir, Parliamentarians for Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament. I have one question of Mark Fitzpatrick and one from Christine Parthamore. Is that how you say it? Thank you. For Mark, I want to ask a question about Northeast Asia. Well, it's basically two questions there. Do you think that there is any possibility of some de-escalation with the recent election there? Because the new Prime Minister seems to be very much in line with the sunshine policy in South Korea of Kim Dae-jung, and whether that might open up or reopen dialogue between South Korea and North Korea that's been not happening for quite some time. And the second question on Northeast Asia is,